The glass door swung open and then shut, sucking cold air and the flurry of snowflakes into Marietta's Java Cafe on Main Street. Even before the heavy boots thudded on the wooden floorboards, Jet felt a rush of awareness, the skin at her nape tingling. He was here. Jet Diekerhoff sat up a little straighter, trying to act blasé, wanting desperately to be indifferent as she was so over men, finished, done with. But biology seemed to have a different idea, because every time he was around, her brain lit up, synapses firing, body warming, skin tingling, screaming at her that the hottest guy she'd ever seen had just entered Marietta's coffee shop. She didn't want to be interested. She didn't want to think about guys, hot, handsome men with hard bodies, sinewy biceps, and chiseled jaws. But it was impossible to ignore the crazy adrenaline rush when he was close by. And the adrenaline was surging now. Her hands shook and her skin flushed hot before turning cold. Even her heart was beating double time. Jet didn't know why he had this effect on her. She didn't know anything about him, didn't even know his name. He was just gorgeous, hot, sexy, smoldering, heart palpitation kind of gorgeous. He had a whole sleeve of tattoos. She thought that was what they called them when they covered an arm, and long, thick, dark hair, and a dark scruff of a beard that made her stare at his mouth. He had a sexy mouth, sexy muscles. But best of all, or maybe worst of all, he had a brain. She never saw him without a stack of books, tons of books, and notebooks, and a laptop. He'd show up and turn his table at Java Cafe into a mini office, books and notepad and laptop spread out around him, and he'd read, pen in hand, ready to jot down notes. He was always scribbling something. She loved that. No, hated that. Hated that he fascinated her, especially when he'd sit there working with that fierce focus, oblivious to everything around him. He had to be a teacher, a grad student, a writer, something like that. Who else would sit for hours in a coffee shop, poring over books, biceps beautifully bunched, brow furrowed in concentration? He was intense and edgy and intriguing, and she'd never met anyone else like him. Not that she'd ever actually met him, and not that she wanted to meet him. Men were trouble. Men were distracting and confusing, and they'd break her heart, and she wouldn't even see it coming. So no, she didn't want to know him. She didn't even want to be aware of him. And yet, her skin prickled with goosebumps, and her pulse was jumping. But that didn't matter. She didn't care. She didn't care that he wasn't wearing a wedding ring and that no one ever joined him at his table. She didn't care that he drank tea, not coffee, and that the cafe served him tea in a china cup with a saucer. And she most definitely hadn't fantasized about him. She hadn't pictured him dropping into a chair at her table, long, muscular legs outstretched, big, muscular torso angled carelessly away, even as his dark eyes watched her with sexy, lazy, delicious intent. She didn't want that. She couldn't want it. Because the last time she'd been attracted to someone heart-meltingly handsome, he'd broken her heart, and she wasn't going down that road again. She was only just starting to feel better, just beginning to feel almost whole again. But even now, she could still feel the deep bruise in her chest where her heart should be. She still didn't know if Ben had played her or she'd been naive, but either way, falling for anyone, much less falling hard, was dangerous and foolish. But that didn't stop her from watching her mystery man cross the Java Cafe as he headed to the counter.